San Francisco is an environmentally conscious city, so it would make sense that many who live in and around it struggle with issues like how to get around. Avi Hohen sure is. He's a high school student at Ruth Asawa School of the Arts in San Francisco. He's about to turn 16 and has a hand-me-down car already, but he isn't sure he needs it.
Hi, my name is Avi Hohen. I'm 15 years old. Brisbane is one of those towns that seems like it still might be in the 1950s. Three churches, three bars, and two liquor stores. But there's also a very modern city ordinance that each household must have at least four off-street parking spaces. My question is this: do most households actually have four cars? If so, why would anyone need four cars? I get it. As the offspring of suburbanites, I understand that public transportation can be dreadful. And at the end of the day, even with all the facts about global warming and climate change, we still all need to get to work and school. But I still wonder if anything can be done to reduce the urge to hop in the car to grab a gallon of milk. I'm in the process of getting my driver's license. So, yes, I too am starting to make excuses as to why I have the right to drive. With school being in the city and my house being an hour away by bus, I have to say it will be really nice to wake up later and be on my own time instead of a SamTrans schedule. My excuses range from, I'm a teenager, I need sleep, to, it's faster to drive, to, I want to be able to take selfies of myself behind the wheel, to, it's an important step to becoming an adult. But since when is driving indicative of your adulthood? As I walk to my bus stop in the morning, I see some of the kids I grew up with in flatbed Fords or texting behind the wheels of their mother's minivans. They don't look any older than me. Shouldn't adulthood be left up to when your beard grows or when your parents deem you responsible to take care of your younger sibling? As a soon-to-be 16-year-old, I hope my frontal lobe is developed enough to make the right choice between public transportation and the culture of cars. I urge fully developed frontal lobe people to reevaluate the way they get around. Hopefully, as a society, we can find a solution to car culture. There's a saying that goes, a person's mind is a blank slate, and the world paints experiences onto the slate. I just wish someone hadn't painted gray smog over my slate so that I might be able to grow up without the influence and pressure of cars.